17/12/17. My dear Mammy, the plum pudding arrived today, also some chocolate. Many thanks. We shall have a great Christmas now, as a buzzard always assures it. I wish you a very happy Christmas, and hope the rationing won't be too severe for the occasion. It is perhaps well that the family has reached an age where it doesn't get great joy and happiness from an over-distended condition of the stomach, and this condition is not essential for getting through Christmas Day. We are having real winter weather just now, snow and very cold winds. Tonight it is freezing hard, but looks as if there is more snow to come. Lloyd George's speech was great, and was just the thing that was wanted. There appears to have been a good deal of grousing going on, probably excited by Lansdowne's letter. No outsider is in the position to know the real state of affairs, and things just at present may not look very satisfactory, so it was quite time that LG should tell the country that all is well. It seems only reasonable to suppose that the Boche will make a great effort before the Yank gets into full swing, and try his best to finish the show. All we have got to do is stick on at all costs. My kittens are in great form, but have not been trained in strict army methods. They won't leave the dugout for any purposes, and consequently the air is not as good as it might be. They are always very happy, and seem to have no wish to see any more of the world or mistrust it very much. You must have enjoyed having Willie back for a bit, and I expect he was very pleased to get the change. I may get home for a bit in January, and am looking forward to it. You should not worry, because you sleep through the air raids. It is the very best thing you can do. I make a point of doing it, and nothing short of a bomb on top will fetch me out. The Halifax show was certainly fearful. These things seem to be inevitable when there is so much explosive about the world. Best love, and take all care of yourself. Your affectionate son, A.M. Leek.